Viet was working at the Fenice as a subcontractor for Argenti, a big construction firm in Rome. Carella's father, Renato Carella, had brokered the deal with Argenti and then set up Viet for his son. The electrical subcontract for the Fenice was Viet's first job. Renato Carella served as Viet's foreman and liaison with Argenti in Rome, which made him, in effect, his son's employee. Of the two cousins, Enrico Carella was the more outgoing and self-assured. He was smart and articulate. He dressed in expensive clothes, even on the job. "He'd show up wearing Fratelli Rossetti loafers," said one of the Viet electricians. The dark-haired, handsome Carella had a string of overlapping girlfriends. He would move in with one girl and, after a period of time, announce that he was seeing someone else. Alessandra, the girlfriend he and Marchetti visited on the Lido the night of the fire, and who had loaned Carella $8,000, was replaced by Elena, who was told by Carella that he was going on vacation with another girl, Michela, but not before Elena, shortly after meeting him, had loaned him $3,000. By the time he was arrested, a year and a half later, Carella was engaged to Renata, who owned an ice cream shop in Crespano del Grappa, and whose father had graciously loaned Carella's father $12,000. During this period, Carella bought a BMW for $25,000 and an Acquaviva motorboat for $7,000. Massimiliano Marchetti was, by comparison, a tongue-tied wallflower. He was not interested in the high life. He did not appear to be ambitious. He was shy and inarticulate and had only one girlfriend, his fiancée. With the two cousins in his crosshairs, Casson showed himself still to be an unusually aggressive prosecutor. He not only booked them for arson, he threw in a charge of attempted murder. Worse than murder, actually. The term Casson used was strage, which means slaughter or massacre. Casson had in mind the scores of people who might have died if the fire had swept through a large swath of Venice, as it could easily have done. Moreover, he bluntly announced that he was also investigating three other arson suspects still at large, Renato Carella and two Sicilian mobsters. Aliere, the mafia boss in Palermo, who had allegedly boasted of burning the Fenice, and the man who had supposedly helped him do it, Carlo Greco. Renato Carella had left the Fenice at least 2 hours before the fire and was not thought to have had a direct hand in it. Casson suspected he might have been the connection between his son and persons unknown for whom a destroyed Fenice would be worth a considerable sum of money. For Casson, the most likely suspects were companies that expected to play a significant, lucrative role in rebuilding the theater. Thus, there were really two arson theories. The small fire theory, in which the two cousins, acting alone, attempted to set a minor, contained fire to avoid paying $7,500 penalty, and the total devastation theory, in which the cousins were secretly paid to burn the theater to the ground. Casson had the luxury of pursuing both theories at once. The shift to the arson theory came as a relief to the 14 people Casson had earlier cited for negligence, but their relief was short-lived. Within days, Casson announced he would still seek indictments for negligence. Even if the fire had been the work of arsonists, he argued, negligence had created conditions that made it impossible to extinguish. In any case, if he failed to get a conviction for arson, Casson could fall back on the easier-to-prove case of negligence.